The complicated nature of the global marketplace may sound a bit depressing at times, but hold on, it's not all gloom and doom in the workplace. Here's the world's Alex Galifant.
This is a nice story from Australia. The Grenda family of Victoria has just sold its bus business for about $400 million, and the former CEO, Ken Grenda, has rewarded each member of staff with a healthy bonus, averaging nearly $9,000 each. Of the $400 million Grenda and his family got from the sale, they've given their former employees about $15 million in total. Here's the boss himself.
And bus drivers, as these guys will testify, aren't the highest paid people in town, but they're totally dedicated. They've worked very hard. We've had people here for 40 and even 50 years working for us. That's all of their working life. We just felt that they deserved a decent reward at the end of it.
What a nice story. Well, here's not such a nice story. In the UK, Fred the Shred has been stripped of his knighthood. That's Fred Goodwin, formerly Sir Fred Goodwin. He was nicknamed the Shred after leading one of the UK's biggest banks, RBS, to the brink of collapse. His leadership resulted in thousands of layoffs. RBS only survived thanks to Britain's largest ever taxpayer bailout of a bank. And to much dismay across the realm, Goodwin kept his very, very healthy pension. Now, 3 years later, he's Sir Fred no more. But as one opposition lawmaker, Alistair Darling, said today, it's not clear what the rules for this kind of thing are.
I've always understood it to be the case that if you commit a serious crime, treason or anything like that, you can be stripped of your knighthood or whatever. People understand that. What is new here is that somebody who hasn't been convicted, no matter what people may think about that, can be judged fairly summarily and quickly and his knighthood taken away.
The last person to be stripped of a knighthood because of general public opprobrium was the Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe. So many think this Fred Goodwin decision is equally political, especially since it comes during bankers' bonus season. Dealing a blow to a bad boss in such a public manner is one way to deflect attention from those bonuses. Bonuses that many argue are undeserved, unlike the ones earned by the bus drivers in Australia. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.